The number of volunteers has been in decline since 2011. That's according to Peak Body Volunteering Australia. Back then, one in three Australians volunteered, yet 7 years later, 7% less were involved. Things drastically decreased during the COVID years, with almost 2 million people no longer volunteering. It takes a closer look at the volunteer experience and some of the innovations needed to encourage more to join. One couple, Dean Carlton and Dina Facius, began volunteering at community radio station Edge FM in the Bega Valley, New South Wales, South Coast. And they sat down with podcast From Pillar to Post to reflect.
So initially I was driving along and I was listening to the radio and they were saying that they wanted new presenters. And so I thought, well, I will contact them and see. I'm a yoga teacher and I teach meditation and mindfulness and I do sound healing and all that kind of thing. And I thought, well, this would be a good way to put that message out into the local area. So that's how we got going. And then, of course, I told Dean and he said, oh, I want a radio show too.
Can't have one person famous in the paper.
So then we were looking at time slots and all that sort of thing. Dean went for the 5 to 7 on a Monday so that we'd both come in together and work together.
I think having time slots that followed each other meant that we were both, in effect, preparing at the same time and we were able to bounce off each other in that preparation. So having the two of us to be able to work on, in fact, help out on each other's show, whether it's, as I say, something technical or whether it's bouncing the ideas around, would this be an interesting topic to discuss, that sort of thing? Very useful, I think, having somebody there 24/7 to bounce those ideas off.
I've been away for nearly a year. As a result of that, my spot was open. So Dean made the executive decision to give up his spot and take over my spot because he was thinking he didn't really want to do a weekly show. I started doing a magazine show talking about essential oils and crystals and the phases of the moon. And now I've switched to almost like a book review format because I've got a big library of really interesting books about spirituality and self-help and, of course, yoga background and all sorts of things like that. Wise people talking about difficult problems. You know, I gained a lot of understanding, whereas for him, it was, I want to share the music that I love and learn more music. And so now we're sharing the spot. So do you want to talk about?
So for me, Spotlight On, as Diana mentioned, was the name of the show, or is the name of the show. And there's three sort of main formats that Spotlight On, a particular artist, genre, era, or theme. There's the soundtrack of your life, where I'd get somebody in and they'd pick the music, a bit like Desert Island Discs, but 2 hours of their favourite music, and they'd go through their life and music associated with that part of their life, hence the soundtrack of your life.
Would you recommend volunteering as a couple to other people?
It becomes a shared interest and a shared passion.
And we are quite a small community, so even though we've only been here for a few years, you can't go to the supermarket without bumping into people and chatting and, you know, all that sort of thing. I did a show last week about trying new things. And it's basically, you can get in a rut and you need to do different things. So I said, well, if anybody out there wants to be a presenter, we're always looking for new presenters. And you may not want to do it. Just trying it and meeting the people, it's getting you out of your comfort zone, because people sort of, as people get older, they tend not to be so outward going. So for me, this whole thing is about sort of challenging the community to step up and look at new things, novel things that they don't know anything about, do some creative investigation and maybe start doing different things in their own lives. Because the world is changing around us all the time. I'm very fortunate because Dean is as radical as I am. And so we're out there sort of softening our radicalization of ourselves in front of the audience. I'm just hoping to shake them up a bit so that they review everything, you know, in their own lives and their own. And, you know, going on the radio is fantastic.
Edge FM volunteers Dean Carlton and Dina Facius speaking on From Pillar to Post. And you can hear more on this edition at From Pillar to Post, wherever you get your podcasts.